I have a question about sexual chemistry, sexual attraction in terms of law of attraction. In The Secret Behind the Secret, you were asked what you would like most to do in physical, and your reply was sex. And I've heard you talk that the spiritual and sexual energy are very much the same energy.
We want to put that in the context of the interviewer is taking a subject that is uncomfortable for humans and addressing it with us, and then much later comes back around and wants to know what's our favorite thing. And we're still wanting to make that point that humans are seeing so many things in such distorted ways that you deprive yourself of the purity and the exhilaration of most of them. And so it was a little bit of our wanting to sort of jolt you into awareness that you are missing so much in your physical experience with your hang-ups, you see. And that when you get into a place of really knowing who you are, and then from that place of connection, you begin to participate. You become tuned in, tapped in, turned on to who you are, and then you follow through with your action. Then the action is sublime. When you take action minus or apart from that attention to connection, then it isn't so good. And that's really the point that we're making there, and it really is the essence of the question that you're asking.
Well, I was wanting a little bit more of when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and maybe like you're in a room with others that are tuned in, tapped in, turned on, but you aren't attracted sexually, that sexual chemistry with every single person. And I was wondering, what is it that it evokes, it, say, with this person and not that
person?
Well,
you have to remember that you have put your vibrational escrow together very intimately with a tremendous amount of detail over a long period of time. So as you synthesize life, your personal preferences are honed. So when you come into vibrational alignment with those carefully honed preferences, everyone in the room doesn't match the data that you've been gathering and the conclusions that you've come to, you see. Think about the word attractive. That person is attractive. When you see someone that you feel that way about, almost without exception, they are tuned in, tapped in, turned on. They are full of themselves. They're flowing with the fullness of who they are. And that's attractive when you're there. But if they're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you're complaining about something, you would not feel that way about them. And so the attraction that you feel has to do with where you are and where they are. But we're talking about attraction on a whole other level. We're talking about tending to your business of being lined up with who you are before you take your first step in attracting others to play with you. If you've taken the time to tune yourself to the vibration that is really you, before you begin to play in your sexual games, or before you begin to play in your business games or your basketball games or whatever game you're playing, if you've tended to your business of alignment first, then a whole different level of others will come to play with you, you see.
Okay.
And if you've taken the time to tune into who you are, so that's the consistent vibration that you are offering, law of attraction won't match you up with those who have not also taken the time to tune in. And when people get together who are tuned in, that's when what you create is not only delicious and satisfying beyond description, that's when the world stands back in amazement at what you're able to achieve.
Okay. Thank you. I have another question. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about soul clusters. You had mentioned them earlier, and I was wondering if your soul clusters dived in any with sexual attraction. Are there more than one soul cluster? There's a variety of soul clusters with different intentions?
We're happy to take the time to satisfy your question through the framework that you're asking it. And really, that's what good teaching is. And we are never impatient with a question, because every question is valid. We just would like to remind you that if you take the time to tune into who you are, you don't have to deal with this, because law of attraction won't bring you anything that's other than a match to that. And it's sort of like micromanaging things from a place where you can't micromanage them. If you'll just take the time to care about how you feel and line up with who you are, then law of attraction will bring to you others that are a vibrational match to that, and your cluster has to show up pretty darn fast. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And by a cluster, these are your words, but what you're meaning by it, and as we talk about it too, you are source energy, and you come forth into this physical body, and others who are of the same vibrational nature that you are have come forth into their physical bodies, and you came forth to bang around together in order to inspire one another to more expansion. And there isn't anything more delicious than to take your expansion, but you really don't have to micromanage this. You really don't have to figure out how it all works. When Jerry and Esther first began to visit with us, Jerry had been reading the Seth books, and Seth talked about families of consciousness, which is the same subject. Mm-hmm. And he was fascinated by that, because all of his life he had felt harmony with some, not harmony with others, and he really wanted to understand that. And there was something sort of satisfying about the idea of meeting up with somebody that you were a friend with a long time ago, and then being able to make happy music together. And so Jerry and Esther, we explained, you are balanced counterparts, you come forth from the same non-physical energy, and they said, oh, that's why it is so lovely to be together. And we say, yes, of course that's why. But we don't want you to run around and try to find only those that you think are your components, because there's not a person on the planet that is not part of your cluster. There's not a person on the planet that does not come forth from source energy. There's no one with whom you cannot find harmony. And so for a while, Jerry and Esther would say, are they part of our family of consciousness? What about them? What about them? And we wanted to say to them, that's not the issue that you want to discuss. What you want to talk about is, first and foremost, am I a vibrational match to my family of consciousness? And if I am, law of attraction will then bring me others that are also. And if I'm not connected to who I am, law of attraction is going to bring me to others who, like me, aren't connected to who I am. In other words, you don't have to figure it out. Just concern yourself with your vibrational alignment and let law of attraction do the managing of all of this, you see. We know it's interesting, but oh, you can get so scrambled as you're trying to sort everything out. And you know, it's sort of a human tendency to say, we want to put everything in piles and then we want to label the piles. Mm-hmm. And we say, all that does is hold you in vibrations that you don't mean to be held in. Tune yourself to who you are and let law of attraction manage it.
Okay.